Now, I had mentioned earlier called as OSHA. So, OSHA is a full form for Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So, occupational health is basically the safety measures taken when you are at work or doing work. The safety measures are not only physical, but they are also mental and ensure that you are in an environment which is strenuous not only physically but also mentally, and which gives you a very conducive environment for you to perform to the best of your ability. Now, all occupational health is defined how the environment should be by ILO, that is International Labour Organization, and WHO, which is World Health Organization. So there are guidelines given by it. Okay, and there are certain responsibilities of the owner or the final authority of that particular business or organization, who should ensure that the processes are do not cause any injury to the employee or to third party. Like there is a to give you an example, it is prescribed that any load which is more than 15 to 20 kgs, you need to have a forklift. You can't use human being to pick it up because there is a possibility of him dropping it or him causing injury to his back, hands, legs, shoulder, everything. Now there is definitely you have taken care of the employees who are working. You have taken care of the factory or the office or the equipment or the machinery. That doesn't mean that you put environment at the risk. Okay, now if you are carrying out a certain process, it is necessary that you don't cause damage to the environment. Suppose you have a furnace or a boiler, you ensure that the gas which comes out of burning of fuel is clean and it doesn't pollute the air. If you are using some chemicals or if you are using some solvents or if you are using some raw materials, their waste should not be dumped just without any care. So they will cause damage to the environment, which will cascade into damages to the animals, to the birds, and at the end of it somehow affects our lifestyle also. Let me give you a simple example. There is a certain drug which is banned, okay, because there are these different carnivores, basically the hunters. So when they kill a certain animal or this, and if they by doing that, the drug goes into their system, the carnivore dies. Hence, it causes an imbalance in the food chain. It is as simple as that. If there are no snakes, then definitely the rats would not be under the control. Okay, so that imbalances the food chain. So the rat population will be more, and the rats will cause a lot of damage. That is lower the food chain, and upper food chain is that the vultures or the eagles will not have one source of food. So if there is a certain action which you take because of which the environment is affected, because of which the animals, birds, and the general vicinity where your factory, office, or premises get affected, it will at the end of it affect you also. Hence, it is necessary that you do all the acts means necessary for environment protection also, and not only limiting it to accident prevention, which causes injuries to human beings or your assets. Now, everybody knows, and it is out there in the headlines, that you have to protect the environment. We have been using non-efficient ways of doing certain things which have caused global warmings, which then does a chain reaction and affects something else. Now, we used to use some gases or pollutants which depleted the ozone layers. Due to the depletion of ozone layers, there is infrared radiation from the sun which hits the iceberg, which have started melting and has resulted in the sea level rising. Okay, so at the end of the day, all these acts or steps which we take, at the end of it, will finally affect us too. Hence, it is necessary that you protect the environment, you use cleaner production, cleaner methods for manufacturing. If there is any source of byproducts or waste, then they are disposed of in an environmentally friendly manner. The waste can be gaseous, can be solid or liquid. Okay, it is not only that once you have thrown out of your premises or if you have let go of it, your responsibility ends there. Okay, so what we are trying to emphasize here is that you need to be working continuously, not only to ensure that the risk is mitigated within your premises, your factory, your office, but also you mitigate or delete the risk or reduce the risk which you cause to the environment. You, whenever you do the safety audit or whenever you do walkarounds, it is necessary that you also identify processes which can be modified to reduce the impact on environment or damage which you cause to the environment. It is, if there is some way by which you can reuse the byproducts or waste, right, as simple as you use water for your process, so can you recycle the water? Okay, if you are into some kind of a metal or plastic industry, so there would be some waste or some rejected products. Can you recycle them? Plastic, can you recycle them? Okay, are there better ways of doing certain things by which you don't generate waste or by which you reduce the quantity of waste? Right. Now, whenever you do that, as mentioned earlier, whenever you are doing the safety audit, how you have to do in a structured, disciplined manner. Okay. Similarly, when you are trying to adapt cleaner production methods, you have to be very structured. You have to first very clearly understand the standard operating procedure. While doing that standard operating procedure, what are the raw materials used? Is there a greener raw material which will also not affect the productivity but will give you lesser impact in terms of pollution? Can you do that? Okay. Let me give you a simple example. If you are using, say, diesel for your boiler or coal for your boiler, can you use natural gas? Okay, that's a greener fuel. Okay, it doesn't affect the outcome of the temperature of the boiler or the furnace, but definitely it has less impact on the environment because it is a cleaner fuel. The carbon monoxide, the sulfur and hydrogen which is released in the environment is lesser. Okay, so that is one way of, that was one example which I have given. And we ensure that we use raw material to its full potential. Okay, we ensure that the byproducts or the products which we get from it do not cause impact to the environment or our waste? Can we control the waste or which has to be let out? Like, as I said, plastics, how they can be recycled, how much of it can be reused. Similarly, there are many other ways of looking at it. As I said, recycling, reusing the raw materials, okay, then reusing waters. So suppose if you have water which you use to wash your hands, okay, definitely it can be reused for your flushing system in the toilets, right? So there are many ways of by means of which you can reduce the environment impact and you can be in a sustainable environment, right? So the other I would say low hanging fruits is that use of automated or close filling local exhaust system to minimize exposure or spillage. Now for you to understand this better, let me give you a simple example which is very similar to this. Is instead of having a tap which you open and then if you are doing something else you have to close the tap, if you have a sensor attached to the tap, so it only opens when your hands are near the tap, okay, and shuts out after a little point, after a few delay, seconds delay, when your hand is away, right? So it is very similar to this, okay. Now in industries, in typically heavy industries of manufacturing, whenever there is a chemical reaction, there is a vapor form. So do you, and in the vapor there is some raw material which is there. So if you do that vapor recovery, you can get the raw material back. Now to explain it it is very complicated for you to understand a vapor recovery system. Let me explain it to you with another example. Like there are you use yeast when you are manufacturing bread, okay, that yeast can be recovered and reused, right? So every time you don't generate new yeast, okay, so you are reusing it. Now if you are into agricultural thing, okay, as I had mentioned earlier that certain chemicals or certain things have been stopped, like DDT. DDT has been stopped because it is proven, medically proven, that it causes cancer. Hence, pesticides or preventive chemicals to ensure that there is no infestation of the crops in, have been, certain things have been taken away because some of them get absorbed by the fruit or the plant, and when you consume that food it goes into your system which could cause cancer or diseases. So it is necessary that you don't use certain grade of fertilizers, pesticides or insecticides. Similarly, if you dump a large quantity of waste, now the basic issue which happens in any urban environment is the plastic. We all have a habit of using plastic bags for everything, right? Because they are cheaper. They are much cheaper than paper bags or cloth bags. So that plastic, if dumped into the soil, it doesn't degenerate. It takes a few hundred years to degenerate. It when it is out on the road, it goes and blocks the drains, and then you get all these flooding issues and the diseases that are caused with it, and also the issues in terms of urban transport, right? So this is one example to it. when you use very harsh chemicals or hazardous waste which is there, it definitely kills all the nutrients that are present in the soil, and then it causes deforestation. If there is no forest, if there are no trees, then definitely the soil becomes loose. So that causes soil erosion, which definitely is one of the reason why there are landslides on the mountains, because if the mountain doesn't have tree cover, then the soil becomes loose. Why? Because the roots are there, no longer there to hold the soil together. So that is what it is. Other, which is man-made, is urbanization. All cities are expanding boundaries, right? If you look at certain city in India a few years ago versus now, the city has expanded. Some cities were only few kilometers. Like, there were some cities which are only 10 or 20 square kilometers. Now the cities have become like 40 square kilometers, 50 square kilometers, right? So that urbanization, so definitely has affected the environment. Now, if you want to build houses, if you want to build roads, where will you go? Because land is limited. Definitely you'll start cutting trees, you'll start cutting mountains, and that's how you will generate land for urbanization. Now, the World Environment Ministry, and it was there in the news a few months back, that there is a World Council on how we can ensure that the impact to the environment is controlled, greenhouse gases and everything. So they have pointed out that we are not careful about resources which the nature has given us, which are not renewable, right? Land is of very limited quantity, and it definitely is diminishing day by day as we start using it, right? Water is one of our resources. Even though 70% of the earth is covered with water, right? Only 3 to 5% of it is the water which we can drink. So there is gallons and gallons, or millions and millions cubic liters of water on the surface of the earth, but there is a very selective percentage of it which we can drink. Hence, it is necessary that we do not cause damage to water sources. Right? Now, definitely we love our industries, we love our cars, we love a lot of things, but we should ensure, as mentioned earlier, when I was saying that if you are using diesel or petrol or kerosene for a boiler or furnace, why don't you look at natural gas? Because it's a cleaner fuel. As we were using non-efficient fuel earlier, the pollution level in the air has been rising, and that definitely causes the smog and various other respiratory diseases, wherein many people have also lost their lives or are with a condition which cannot be reversed. Now, there are various ways to control air pollution. Now, if you have a little bit of science background, one of the control measure is electrostatic precipitators. Nowadays, you might be seeing a lot of ads on different kind of media like TV, print media, newspapers, or even on internet of air filters. So these air filters use electrostatic science to take away the impurities in the air. By virtue of their molecular structure, all impurities are negatively charged. Like in a battery, there is a positive or negative. As in electricity, there is a red and a black. So all impurities are negatively charged. If you want to understand what electrostatic is, if you try to rub the comb on your hair and then try to take it near some bits of paper, definitely an electrostatic charge will be there on the comb and the papers would get lifted. That is what is electrostatic, for you to basically understand little logic about electrostatic. So it is used to basically, there are these filters which are electrostatically charged and the air is forced through it and it picks up all the impurities from the air. Now, simple example to give you of bag filter is your vacuum cleaner, right? A vacuum cleaner has a bag. So there are industrial filters which are exactly like huge vacuum machines. Okay, then there is something called as cyclone separators. So cyclone separators is if you have seen somewhere doing in rivers or in seas, you see these vortex or whirlpools. So cyclone separators are very much like that. So the cyclone separator is like an ice cream cone and the air is induced or forced through the bottom of the cone and it starts swirling up like a tornado and it exits from there. So what happens is that because of the movement of the air, it throws away the impurities which are in it, right? Cyclone separator, just to give you an example, if a cloth is wet, if you wring it, what happens is that the water is thrown away from the cloth, right? So the cloth becomes dry or becomes less wet, if I may say so. So that is a type of a cyclone separator. Setting chambers. Setting chambers are a very basic air control pollution measure. What they do, they are always used in combination with cyclone bag or electrostatic precipitators. Setting chambers are used to see impurities which are visible to the eye. Let me give you a perspective. Electrostatic precipitators take clear impurities up to 0.3 microns, right, which is like your dust mites. Bag filters will take a few centimeters, right? If you've seen a vacuum cleaner, right, it picks up fine dust, it picks up hairs, it picks up small bits of paper. Cyclone separators also pick up a lot of visible impurities. Settling chambers will take something like a pea size impurities. Now there are a different way by which you can control gases, right? So this is a very technical term called as catalytic converter. So earlier cars used to have a simple exhaust. Now they have something called as a catalytic converter in the exhaust, which converts the gases from the engine, right, which after burning petrol or diesel, into a much lesser polluted exhaust. I wouldn't say that it takes away the pollution. Definitely you release carbon monoxide, you release sulfur and hydrogen into the air. But what we are trying to say is that there are little bit of chemicals called as arsenic or mercury in petrol which gets attached to this converter. To give you a simple example is that nowadays your water purifier has got carbon filter. So typically what catalytic converter does is that it traps those poisonous elements in the gases. Then there is something called as pack towers. So pack towers are places wherein the gases are passed through a series of towers, right? And then they, while passing through it, reach into a different chemical reaction, and then the byproducts internally reach have some chemical reaction, and the impact of the exhaust is much lesser. Spray towers, there are certain gases or impurities in the gases. If they are just used by a water spray, then definitely they dissolve in water, and the gases, impurities in the gases released or exhaust release can be reduced. Now, Venturi scrubber. Venturi is a very peculiar shape in geometry, right? Venturi or vortex are like cones. Now, if you put two cones end to end with their narrower end touching each other, that will represent like a venturi. A venturi is like a drum, in Hindi called as damru. So a venturi is exactly like that. And a venturi scrubber, what it does is that when you pass it through that scrubber, which will have either back filter or settling chambers or even electrostatic precipitators, it will block the impurities from going ahead. Okay. Now we see a simple thing called as environment impact assessment. Let's not be taken away by the term or the way it is put across. It is simple that, as I said earlier, that if you are carrying certain process in the factory and there are people involved in carrying their process, so you definitely do have a standard operating procedure, and then you have what could happen, what would not happen, what are the risks, and how you have taken to mitigate it. Similarly, that was about people part. Now, while doing that process, if there are waste which has to be discarded, then you need to have an environment impact assessment or environment management plan. Suppose you are using 100 million liters of water, right? Out of which 10% gets evaporated, say another 80% is used by the product, right? What happens to that balance 10%? So definitely it is a waste. So what are you going to do with it? Okay, I will talk about this in a later chapter of how you can do that. But then you have to identify all these things. Suppose if you are using so much of fuel for furnace, boiler, or heating up or cooling down, so what happens to the gases, right? So for you to get clearance, it is necessary not only you get the NOC from the local authority, you also need to submit an impact assessment plan, okay, wherein you have something called as ZLD or zero liquid discharge, okay, or zero solid waste, okay, ZST. So similarly, you need to take that clearance from the environmental clearance from the pollution control boards. There are state level pollution control boards and there are central pollution control boards. With this, we come to the end of the chapter of employee health, safety and environment. Now, we can take these learnings forward and ensure that we implement all part, whatever we have learned in our day-to-day activities, to make our organization safer and a better place to work. Also, we don't cause damage to the environment and minimize it to the highest extent possible. Thank you very much for your time. Have a nice day.